The majority of Daf Chaftalim Aleph is discussing the case of the Paraduma from Dumb and Asina, and then from that, questions arise as to how, in fact, that Paraduma was allowed to be used, if in fact it came from a non-Jew, certainly according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that there is two issues regarding taking a Paraduma from a non-Jew, one being that it has to be taken from a Jew, based on the word of Chicha, and also because we're Choshish for Revia. So the Gemara then says, oh, well, maybe this Paraduma was watched the whole time, since it was very valuable, and then we go on to say, okay, if it was watched, though, it still might be a problem, because what about the mother? Because there is a Gemara that teaches us that we are Choshish for the Revua L'ima Meikara, that even if the Paraduma itself is fine, but maybe the mother of the Paraduma was sodomized by the Ovdei Kochavim while it was pregnant. And over there it says that Nan kol psulin lagav mizbeach v'ladosei mutarin. Any animal that's possible to go on the mizbeach, their vlados, their offspring, are permitted. But Tani la Rilazer oser. But Rabbi Lazar says it's oser. So then how, according to Rabbi Lazar, could we have allowed the Dumb Ben Asina's cow to be used if it could be that the mother cow was sodomized? Now it's interesting, we did mention earlier, I believe the last daf and Chaf Gimel, that sodomy by definition makes an animal sterile, that it can't have children. So it must be that this isn't always the case. But anyway, we see from here that even if you say that the Paraduma is fit since the mother was washed the whole time, but what if the mother was sodomized before conception at all? So Tosos over here, Divar Maschil, V'nechesh Dilma Rava La'ima, says as follows. What about the other issue that we discussed? Not the Revia issue, but the issue of Ol, that any Paraduma cannot have been worked. There cannot have been a yoke on it. And if there was a yoke on the mother, then that would mean that the Vlad that was inside was also, so to speak, had an Ol in it. And that should also invalidate from being a Kasher Paraduma. So Tosus answers, Dim kein lo ashkachan para, shalo ala Ol, al ima, dit nan. Allah la zachar psula. The problem would be then you never ever have a proper paraduma, because what cow would you have that doesn't have an ol in it? You can't not put an ol on every single cow for fear that maybe it will have a paraduma, because the male ox mounts the animal and has relations with the female animal, so it would make it invalid. A paraduma is rather rare, certainly a kosher paraduma is rare, and people wouldn't know to separate the mother cow from all male cows, just in case the red heifer is born. And on this topic, the next Tosos, Divar Maschil, Tani Allah Rabbi Eliezer Oser. So Tosos says, Lav Davka Kol Psulim Kai. So this can be talking that Rabbi Eliezer's statement regarding the making the Vlados puzzle, it can't be talking about all animals in regards to carbon. It has to be specific to the Paraduma. Deha Asanan Puzzle Lugave Mizbeach. So there's an animal, this asnan, I'm not sure exactly what animal that is, but it says that it's possible gam mizbeach, if there's an issue of sodomy, certainly. However, over there in Perak Merubah, in Bevakama, Beishama and Beisol both agree that the vlad of this animal is mutter as a karban. And we're not going to say that Rabbi Lezer argues on Beisol and Beishama, so it must be that when we say here, that kol psul nagav mizbeach v'adosein mutarim, but Rabbi Lezer is oser, he's talking within the context specifically of a paraduma. It has somewhat of an elevated status over other animals, but for regular animals, their vlados would be kosher to go on the mizbeach.